From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Donald Trump's staff moved Thursday to clarify a statement made by the president-elect about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. Trump tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesman Jason Miller says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. Trump issued the statement at about the same time Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. The Syrian army says it has recaptured the city of Aleppo following an agreement by rebel forces to withdraw. The withdrawal follows a month-long Syrian army offensive to expel the rebels. The United States government remains wary of the victory, citing reports of increased violence in other parts of Syria. Egypt is asking the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said discussions among U.S. diplomats are ongoing about the situation.
As I understand it, those discussions are still ongoing. So we'll just have to wait and see what the results of those consultations are to see if the text moves forward. I honestly don't know if or when a vote will be rescheduled.
Kirby was noncommittal about how the U.S. views the resolution. The Christmas market in Berlin that saw 12 people killed Monday by a man driving a large truck has reopened. There is heavy police presence and concrete barriers have been installed along the edges of the market. This is VOA News.